Ahithophel's not so sweet counsel from 2 Samuel chapter 17. If Psalm 55 verse 12 to 14 is a reference to Ahithophel, then David describes him as a man with the same interests and of the same mind as himself. The Good News Bible says, "But it is you, my companion, my colleague and close friend." Betrayal is the ultimate hurt. His close friend might have been even the originator of the coup de grace, rather than Absalom. There was no doubt of Ahithophel's early involvement. Once, when a young woman left her husband for his friend, I suddenly felt the pain of betrayal myself. She had stood before me and God, saying she would be faithful to her husband till death parted them. It wasn't the first marriage breakup I had dealt with, but somehow it hit me deeper in my being. It was then I realized that Judas's betrayal of Jesus was also a betrayal of the disciples. They would feel the pain of it too. And God speaks of his pain when being deserted by those he loves. Ahithophel advocated a quick, short, sharp, surgical stripe. So Hushai, knowing this would be the most satisfactory way of destroying David, offered the alternative of shock and awe tactics with overwhelming force. It gave David time to escape and gave Joab the opportunity to select the battleground so that the mass of troops against him would not have the advantage. Now, Shimei the mudslinger had some neighbours, and this story makes most spy novels look tame. It involved a young servant girl, a woman at home, and everyday people. They were changing the course of their history. So often we feel we must be doing something for God every day and moment of our lives. It isn't so. It may be just one action for which God wants us. And that one action can change the world around us. The little village of Le Chambon in France, a town whose people, unlike others, hid their Jews from the Nazis. The people in the village were ordinary, everyday people. Years later, when somebody went to look into it, the one factor that united them was their attendance Sunday after Sunday at their little church, where they heard the sermons of Pastor Trockmeyer. Over time, they became by habit a people who just knew what to do and did it. And when it came time for them to be courageous, the day the Nazis came to town, they quietly did what was right. One old woman faked a heart attack when the Nazis came to search her house and later said, "Pastor always taught us that there comes a time in everyday life when a person is asked to do something for Jesus." And she said, "When our time came, we knew what to do. Between 3,000 and 5,000 Jews were saved by this one village." The responsibility of Christians, their pastor had said, is to resist the violence that will be brought to bear on their conscience through the weapons of the Holy Spirit. It is said that the villagers never considered the things they did as heroic. It was decades before their actions became known to the wider world. It wasn't only the young that rallied around David. Others were coming with provisions. Notably, one was 80 years old. He could feed the troops, even if he couldn't fight the enemy. Every person can play a part in God's divine scheme. For every David, there is a Ziba and a basilii that would help. Just as there was a donkey waiting for Jesus on Palm Sunday, there is excitement at the battlefront, but there is a sense of belonging and achievement behind the scenes too. Every soldier on the front line appreciates the medics and the cooks. Paul spoke of Phoebe, a deaconess, in Romans 16. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a deaconess of the church at Cenchreae, so that you may welcome her in the Lord as is fitting for the saints, and help her in whatever she may require from you, for she has been a benefactor of many, and of myself as well. He uses the feminine word prostatis, a benefactor, which means a helper of those without citizenship, a patron, or we can all be patron saints and bless those facing difficulties. Amen. The Lord bless you.